Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we kind of have a lot of latitude because we don't have bosses or anybody that we work for.
We got our own mics.
Yeah, got our own stuff. So we can kind of talk about whatever we want. We can talk about lip gloss, or we can talk about, you know, tea or something, you know, whatever. But we're going to talk about the things that we're most concerned about as parents, as grandparents, and the craziness around us. How do we adapt to things going on in the world that are working against our best interest? Beginning in January of 21, a lot of things in our country started going backwards in a big way. You've seen crime go up. You've seen a lot of things that were readily available become not available. There's trains crashing. There's boats crashing. Mm-hmm. Literally planes crashing into food processing plants. Mm-hmm. It's like there's just a lot of things that are unprecedented, but it's becoming the precedent because they seem to be happening all the time since January of 21.
And so
access to high quality food that you can trust, you know what's in it, and you can see through the veil that's placed there by our own government to keep you in the dark about what you're actually eating. And we want to cut through all of the middlemen, all of the marketing, all the commercials, all the stores, trace this all the way back to somebody who knows that actually is touching cows on a daily basis. From Ozark Wagyu, Jeremiah and Amy Harris.
Yay!
How are we doing?
Great. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You guys were sharing some concerning information with us about the USDA and some things coming out about meat coming from other countries. Tell our listeners about it because it was concerning us and we wanted them to know about it as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So so I just pulled some statistics from the USDA, their monthly report. And I'll just get close to the numbers here. But our export numbers, and this is for beef specifically, was 232 plus, you know, plus or minus million pounds, which is pretty regular over the last year. Our import numbers was 503 million pounds. This is for the month of January, comparison import-export, 503 million pounds, up 2 million pounds more than the previous 6 months.
2 million pounds.
And this has been tracking for a long time. We've got a 2022 chart here that shows the amount that we're bringing in shooting up, and it's even more so now.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. 2 million pounds above normal. So the number one importer was Brazil, then Argentina. So this is critical in the sense that, you know, you need to know your source. So right now, the meat that's coming into the U.S., 2 million pounds above normal. The USDA does not have a country of origin labeling for beef specific. So if that animal comes in live, gets transported over live, slaughtered in the U.S., you or I, we would never know where it comes from. Their standards may or may not be of United States standards, right? So if you have a label and you go to the store and you buy a label and it tells you that it's all natural, organic, grass fed, whatever it is, their standards may be totally different than our standards. So I think it's very important that people know the source of their meat, where it's coming from, and you know where they can obtain it, where it's a proven source. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we have such a big import is our supply numbers are lower. Since 1980, we've lost over 600,000 ranchers across the United States since 1980. Input costs have went up 300-400%.
And the farmer's not making more money.
And the farmer's not more profitable because, you know, there's four companies out there that make up for 85% of the beef in the world. Those companies are controlling the market. So we've lost over 600,000 ranchers across the United States. So I think it's very, very important that people know that.
Mm-hmm. When you buy a shirt, you know, you look at the label or something, it might say, you know, whatever, made in the Philippines, made in Malaysia, made in China. Like the labeling, if you buy, you know, electronics or dishes, you know, there's always a sticker on there. Our beef doesn't have that. Labeling's always a big issue. I bring it up all the time because I'm just baffled by the fact of even in the state of Missouri, it was a pioneer state to be able to where they sued to try to get a bill passed here that said, hey, you have to tell us if you're putting mRNA technology in the beef. Couldn't pass it. They didn't even say you had to stop doing it. They just said on the label, tell us if you're putting mRNA vaccine-like technology in, graphene, if you're putting those things in the cows. Couldn't do it in Missouri, which means right. You're for sure not going to do it in California, New York, Oregon, somewhere like that. So there's this thing on the food that we eat. You are what you eat, as the saying goes. And they want the freedom to be able to operate in complete autonomy and put something on your plate. And you're going to eat it and you don't know. Again, if I was at a restaurant, if I ask the waiter, can you please tell me if the chef spits in my food that you have to tell me? No, we're not going to tell you that. Like, I'm not even saying he can't spit in my food. I'm just saying, do me a solid and tell me when he does this. Like, they don't even have that kind of courtesy to us as the American people. You're dumb. You're stupid. We're in charge. We're the government. You're nothing. You're going to eat what we tell you and we're not going to tell you what's in it. Pound sand. That's our relationship with the government and the USDA right now.
Yeah, it is. It's very sad. So like I said, awareness to me is very important. Just like I said, know your source, know where you're getting it from, and you'll be a lot more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring that article back up Colton had there a moment ago, because there's Democrats and Republicans both flipping tables back at Biden about importing cows from Paraguay. It says the main issue, imports from Paraguay, cutting corners, is the headline. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just random or a one-off or this one situation. It's a method of operation. What happened is hurting the American farmers, centralizing power versus decentralizing it, where you got lots of farmers producing livestock. It's controlling it the same way everything has done, with the tech community, with banking, with every other industry. But this is what we eat.
I say this is what we're consuming.
This is what you're putting in your body to regenerate itself.
Yeah, it's hard to find out what their standards are over there. We don't know what their protocols are, what they're feeding, how they're feeding it, the vaccination programs. All we know that it's lean beef. So when USDA imports it, their grading system is a select, choice, prime, different grades of each. So when it comes in the United States, it's select or choice. We don't know, the history of it. And the only way you're going to know your history is to know your source, know where you're buying your food from.
So let's talk about Ozark Wagyu, because we know you. We know the source. So tell our listeners about Ozark Wagyu and why are you different? Where
do you import your cows from?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we live in a small town, Eggers Springs, Missouri. Population 282, I think it is. Mostly farms. So there's 282 farmers out in Eggers Springs, Missouri.
When your family goes on vacation, the population drops.
Yeah. But all of our animals are born and raised in our farm. We finish all our animals. We don't move them around all over the country. They stay right there.
There's the future farmers.
Yay, yeah. I love it.
Look at all the little meat eaters on there.
Girls. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So we started this in 2000, I guess it was 2012 timeframe when we started switching over to Wagyu genetics.
Okay. I don't remember.
It was somewhere around there. So maybe a little later, but we started switching over our genetics to a Wagyu, and we use a breed called Akiushi. There's different types of Wagyu. Wagyu means Japanese cow. So we use the Akiushi genetics. We started switching over our commercial herd, which is Red Angus and Angus based. And we started keeping females out of those, and we built up a higher percentage program. So our goal is to deliver a quality prime steak every time. So in doing that, it takes time. So we don't, there's no implants, no hormones, no steroids. All of our animals are go through an all natural program, and they are 27 plus months of age before they're slaughtered to do it naturally.
And they're dry aged, which is a natural aging process that some of the bigger plants, they aren't able to use like the natural way of aging the meat. It makes it more healthy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We use a smaller plant, local plant here in to do that. But yeah, I mean, it's, I think so far as quality, and the reason why we switched over to this is so far as quality of beef you're eating, you know, it has a lot to do with the fats that's in it. I think that Wagyu, and statistically, you know, science can prove that, you know, the fats in Wagyu, and you'll see data, you know, across the country where the fats in Wagyu are a higher concentration of monounsaturated fats, higher concentration of oleic 3.
And your product is superior. When you go to OzarkWagyu.com, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Our family, we are meatitarians. Yep. We are not vegetarians. We are meatitarians. We love meat. And we try meat everywhere we go. And we absolutely love OzarkWagyu.com. So Flyover family, when you go there and use the promo code FLYOVER, they give you a discount. Plus, you're getting to try superior.
It's the Yeti.
It is. It is the
Yeti. And you're comparing
meat.
Like the plastic, like Aladdin cup kind of pricing for a Yeti product. That's the best way for me to kind of wrap my head around it. You're getting a luxury, high-end, great product at a competitive price.
Yes, no doubt about it.
And you know what's in it, you know where it came from, and you know what you're putting into your children's bodies and your own body. Michaela Peterson, Jordan Peterson, yes. These guys buy whole cows at a time. People that are in the carnivore diet world, you know, this is the product that people go to when they want the best. And, you know, you can live like a king on like kind of a regular price.
That is exactly right. So Flyover family, go to OzarkWagyu.com. Jeremiah and Amy, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys. Thanks a lot.
And make sure Flyover family use promo code FLYOVER when you go to OzarkWagyu.com.
Yeah, get your discount.
Hey guys, Frank Cox here. I'm here with my buddy Kyle from over there at Ozark Valley Wagyu or Ozark Valley Beef Company. We're going to cook up some Wagyu beef burgers today on the Santa Maria Grill using this flat top. Boom. Can you put too much cheese on a burger? Take your time. We're not trying to push through it.
All right, guys. I get to take a bite now. Check it out. Here we go. Anyway, OzarkWagyu.com. Get on over and get your burger. I'm going to eat the rest of this right in front of you.